This is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. And Friday, February 12th, marked the first day of the Lunar New Year, also known as the Chinese New Year, based on the lunisolar calendar. In countries across East Asia, the New Year is celebrated with fireworks, parades, and, of course, food, as families wish each other prosperity and good fortune. But pandemic travel restrictions, restaurant closures, and public health advice on physical distancing mean the celebrations are going to be different this year around the world and here in Illinois. Joining us to talk about how they're ringing in the Year of the Ox are Louisa Chu, food and dining reporter at the Chicago Tribune and co-host of the Chewing Podcast. Louisa, welcome back to the 21st.
Thank you, Brian.
Also joining us is Michelle Liu. She's a member and former president of the Chinese American Association of Central Illinois. She is also in the midst of preparing her Lunar New Year family banquet. Michelle, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
And finally, Ben Lau is executive director of the Chinese American Museum of Chicago. Ben, thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
Listeners, because we tape this conversation ahead of time, we are not taking calls in this segment. We do love hearing what you thought about the show, though. You can always send us an email. The address is talk@21stshow.org. That's talk@21stshow.org. Or you can leave us a voicemail. 217-300-2121 is the number. So, Louise, I'm going to start with you. Let's start with the basics. For people who are not familiar with the Lunar New Year, am I right about this? It's the 4,717th Lunar New Year and the Year of the Ox. Can you give us some insight into what that means, the Year of the Ox?
Sure. So, and I have to double check the number because, you know, it's so hard when you write it on your checks. You know, I know it's the same thing every year, but the Year of the Ox, is this year. And, you know, so a lot of the characters, so there are 12 lunar New Year animals, and this is the Year of the Metal Ox. So there are also then like subcategories of elements. Typically, you know, so the Year of the Ox embodies all of those things that you associate with the animal, you know, which is strength, which is, you know, power, but also, you know, some stubbornness too. So if you're born in the Year of the Ox, you may remember those placemats from restaurants when we used to be able to go into restaurants that gave all those little descriptions that, you know, the way they do for all other sorts of signs. So there are certain associations with people born in the Year of the Ox. I will tell you though, people, if it is your year, you might think that's great. But actually in superstitious people, if it is your year, if you were born in the Year of the Ox, you need to be extra careful. So one says that you should always wear a bit of red. So just remember that if that's actually your year.
Good advice there. Yes, I think somebody told me that too. I myself am a dragon baby. I didn't learn that until very late in life, but somebody told me that was a pretty good thing to be. I understand you're supposed to say lucky things all day to celebrate as well, right, Louisa?
Yes, you're supposed to set the tone for the year. Say lucky things. Only say good things about people. And of course, you know, eat good things and lucky things too. But absolutely, this is the beginning of the new year, which starts on, as we know, Lunar New Year's Eve, continues actually for a 2-week celebration. So, you know, just be careful for the first 2 years of the Lunar New Year.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, 2 weeks.
Two weeks. Yeah. Okay. good advice there. We need to take a break now. We're going to continue this conversation after the break and for the rest of the show. I'm Brian Mackey. This is the 21st. I've been speaking with Louisa Chu, who's a food and dining reporter at the Chicago Tribune, co-host of the Chewing Podcast. We're also speaking with Michelle Liu, who is a former president of the Chinese American Association in Central Illinois, and Ben Lau, who's executive director of the Chinese American Museum of Chicago. We're going to get into a lot more about the Lunar New Year, especially food celebrations around the Lunar New Year. After a short break here on the 21st. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey, and we are talking about the Lunar New Year. It is the year of the ox, and we are talking about that with Louisa Chu, food and dining reporter at the Chicago Tribune, co-host of the Chewing podcast. Also, Michelle Liu, a member and former president of the Chinese American Association of Central Illinois, and Ben Lau, executive director of the Chinese American Museum in Chicago. Michelle, I want to ask you, what does the Lunar New Year symbolize or mean to you?
In one word, it means good food.
But like most good holidays, right?
Like in all other cultures, we come together, the families, or no matter where they live, they all come together, come back to home, sit down around the round table and celebrate. So that's what it means to me. First is the family, and foremost, the family. And the second, it's also like a celebration of the, as you just mentioned, prosperity, and wish each other good fortune and a good luck. And that happens on the day two of the Lunar New Year. As a matter of fact, today is the eve of the New Year. So today's meal, we are literally not at the New Year yet. It's the eve, but the meal today is the biggest.
Okay, that is good to know. So I should tell listeners who may be hearing this later, because our program is preempted by the presidential impeachment trial. We're taping this on Thursday, February 11th. So it is still, for us, the eve of the new year. You may be hearing this already into the new year, but you're saying that is the most important meal of the holiday.
Yes. So that's the big meal we eat. And in our community, I'm fortunate to live in a very culturally diversified community. And almost all the significant, culturally significant events are celebrated. And this Chinese Lunar New Year, we call it Spring Festival, is celebrated by various groups and community friends. My favorite ones is the big gala banquet that there are usually like 20 to 30 tables in the big hall, and we can never find a hall big enough to host all the people. So the maximum capacity is 30 tables, about 200 to 250 to 300 people.
I would guess that's not happening in a pandemic year, though.
Unfortunately, no, but people are very creative. They're passionate about this festival. So the form that we took this year is we go online. We do the virtual ones.
Sure.
And so people record their performance, dancing, lion dance, folk dance, and they sing folk songs, and they pre-record. And of course, the kids' talent shows, and they put on the virtual meeting. So it's the same format as you are doing here. We go online and down in a Zoom meeting with a video, and we celebrate together. So I guess the key is the sense of community, sense of belonging, sense of the happiness to be shared with families and the community friends.
Absolutely. Ben, I want to bring you into the conversation. You're originally from Hong Kong, and I wonder how Lunar New Year celebrations in the Midwest compare.
Well, when you compare, the Chinese New Year celebration here in the Midwest to Hong Kong, I would say that it is, much smaller. As I can remember, when I was in Hong Kong, the first day of the Lunar New Year until the third day of the Lunar New Year they are public holidays. So people can stay home and enjoy the food, especially Chinese New Year Eve, a meal, what we call is a very big meal. It's called the reunion meal. So all the family members, will come together and enjoy the meal. And on the first day of the Chinese New Year, we do not cook new meal. We will eat the leftover from the reunion meal, meaning that we have surplus, from the previous years. So we only, cook new meal on the second day of the Lunar New Year. And then we will go out and, visit our relatives and friends and say good things. But on the third day of the Lunar New Year, we do not go out, because what we call on this day is in Cantonese is called Chek Hao, that is the red mouth. Red mouth, that means it also red means Chek Gao. Chek Gao means, you know, the red dog, which is, you know, a kind of unlucky symbol. So people will not go out on the third day of the Chinese New Year to visit the relatives and friends. But here in the Midwest, we don't have that kind of, you know, traditions, because we don't have public holidays here. So that's kind of different.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's one thing if most people around you are celebrating the same holiday versus it's limited to a little bit of a smaller community. Are things particularly different in Chinatown this year, given the pandemic?
Yes, you know, in the past, you know, during the Chinese New Year, we have a Chinese New Year parade. But unfortunately, due to the pandemic, we cannot see, you know, the parade anymore for this year. It was canceled. And especially during the Chinese New Year, all the family associations, they will have large banquet. So from the first day of the Chinese New Year, maybe into, you know, April, there are many, many invitations from different family associations. So we have to join them. We eat, you know, many, many days in a week. But unfortunately, due to the pandemic, we don't have this kind of banquet anymore. Everything will go virtual. And for our museum, we have our Chinese New Year event every year around February. And for this year, we have to go virtual too. So as same as the other, you know,
events so many,
from other organizations, yes.
Right. And we've heard this from other cultures and other holidays as well all year, most things going virtual. Louisa, I want to bring you back into the conversation. Louisa Chu, what are some of the traditions in your family for the Lunar New Year?
So my family is also Chinese, and non-traditional fairly. Although we still will eat lucky dumplings and lucky noodles, not so much the fish. We eat a fair, you know, that's another lucky food. And then also one of the things that I did specifically buy a few days ago, even though we are now speaking forward in time, is Ningguo, which is a sticky rice cake, which is supposed to, again, bring good luck and good fortune. And the style that I got actually is it's in a round aluminum foil tin, and it's steamed, and it looks like you know, molasses brown sugar, and that's typically then I think best served when sliced and pan fried until it's just a little bit sticky and crispy on the outside, and then just chewy on the inside. And then some people like to actually fry that with a little bit of egg. You know, there's lots of different ways to do it. If you can order takeout, I think that one of the really lucky things that we have had, especially with a lot of the Chinese restaurants, but a lot of the other, you know, Asian restaurants too, is that there's a long history of takeout. I think that there's no other food that was designed to be stuffed into a box and eaten for takeout, you know, unlike Chinese American food. And so we're really poised for that, where a lot of people had to sort of figure that out. The good thing about that is you can still order a lot of takeout and have lots of leftovers and then order more.
No, I mean, that's such a good point. And as I think of restaurants that I'm familiar with in central Illinois, the variety of Asian restaurants, pizza as well, are the ones that have done the best, it seems, during this pandemic time. You know, I want to come back to food in a minute, but Louisa, I wondered about something you talked about, sort of not necessarily, what was the term you said, not quite traditions or not as traditional in some things. I wonder, are there generational differences in Lunar New Year celebrations? Do you hear people from your grandparents' generation saying, kids today, they don't understand the reason for the season?
Absolutely. Again, my family, even with my grandparents, my maternal grandparents, who were the generation that really brought most of the family over, we're pretty progressive, but I have heard for sure from friends, really super strict and traditional families, that typically you're not supposed to wash your hair or clean the house on certain days before the new year starts, because you don't want to wash out the good luck or sweep out the good luck. So there are definitely a lot of old school traditions that some people still do observe. And, you know, luckily my family wasn't so strict about it, so that I could still order lots of takeout the next day, didn't have to eat leftovers in case I ran out. So, but for sure.
So, Michelle, I understand you're acting as family chef to prepare the Lunar New Year family banquet. We heard about lucky dumplings and some other things. I wonder, what are you planning?
I have started 7 days ago. I'm a food lover, but never any cook or chef. But I turned myself into amateur one during the last week. I had to prepare, learn, and find out, what am I supposed to cook? For almost 30 years, every year in Champagne, we always went to this big banquet that someone else took care of everything. They made sure the right food were served at the table, the banquet, and the performance, the dances, the folk songs and stuff. But this year, I found out that I'm faced with this daunting task. So, and I had to do a family gene test to figure out which part of the Chinese tradition I should follow to that kind of granular detail.
Wait, a gene test? Like a blood test?
Yeah, no, wow. This is like a saliva.
Oh,
test,
wow, but still, actually, okay. You mean an actual, a DNA test to figure out?
It's a DNA test. My daughter told me about it. There's a generational gap there that, you know, she is interested in finding out her ancestry, where their parents, great parents came from. And so she told me about that. And, you know, after I did that, it's comforting and it's assuring to help me to be confident about what food I should prepare. And so based on the gene test, it told me that I'm largely like more than 90% of the Confucius hometown genetic descendants. But
wow.
I have 2% European, and I'm like, where did that come from?
Well, I got to say, you were kind enough to share some photos of some of the dishes you've been preparing with our producers. And I don't know if we can post those online, we will do so. They are just beautiful and elaborate.
Well, thank you.
Your plating skills are amazing. Unfortunately, we are almost out of time in our conversation. Ben, I did want to ask you if there are certain Lunar New Year foods that you look forward to having at this time of year.
Of course, you know, every year we will have fish, because fish in Cantonese is yu, that means surplus and abundance. So I'm not a chef for my family, but my wife is. So she already bought, you know, fish, you know, for the reunion dinner. And I also look forward to have dried oyster and some algae called, you know, a black hairy, like, you know, algae is called fa choy. So in Chinese, if you put those two ingredients together, it's a drug with that it becomes in, you know, a fa choy ho si. That means you have a very good business. So I look forward to those, but it's kind of hard to find those, you know, algae nowadays, because it's not that many anymore. So I look forward to those food. And I also look forward to a chicken, because I love chicken,
Sure.
Chicken lover, yes.
Well, you have made me very hungry. I think I know what we are doing for dinner tonight. I want to thank my guests. They have been Ben Lau, Executive Director of the Chinese American Museum of Chicago, Michelle Liu, a member and former president of the Chinese American Association of Central Illinois, and Louisa Chu, who's a food and dining reporter at the Chicago Tribune and co-host of the Chewing Podcast. Thank you all so much for being with us today on the 21st.
Thank you.
Wish you and your family a very happy and prosperous new year, Brian.
Thank you. A happy and prosperous new year to you as well.
Yes.
The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening. I'm Brian Mackey.